Not a good answer. I've Yomer Rav Kana Leshanu Vela Rubai. That's only if only Rov of the body is covered up. Avukulai, but in a case where the whole body is covered up, Chaitzeitz, then even though you don't care, you're not mak, but still if the whole body is covered up, that is called a chatzitza. So Gemara says, Shani Uber. An Uber is different. The Haini Revisai. So Rashi says, Balav chatzitzi. That's Haini Revisai, that's the way it's grown. An Uber, a baby, is grown in its mother's stomach. So therefore, like the skin of the mother is not called the chatzitza, it's called like part of the skin of the Uber itself. Zero to Svar, it's not called a chatzitza, therefore it's considered like the kid had its own tefillah, so even though you tell me Uba lav yerechimayhu, still the tefillah the mother made helps for the kid also. Mora says now, Kiyosi Ravina, Om Reb Yechon, when Reb Yechon came and said over the name of Reb Yechonon, that for Umois, holachacher azocher. By Umois, we'll soon see what that means, by nations of the Zion nations of Eretz Yisrael, that you're not allowed to keep them alive, you have to kill them out, you go boss of the father. Nizgairu, holachacha pekam shebishneim. When the people are Mizgair, they want to know about the children for Yuchsin, we go after the pekam, we go to Chumro after both parents. What does that mean now? Bu'umais holachacha razocha. What does that mean by the nations? If it's from the seven nations or not, you go boss of the father. Kiratani, we learned like this. Minayin, how do we know liyechad menumais? Shebu ala kananis. If a strange nation, not from the seven nations, but a different goy, comes and lives with an Isha Kananis from the seven nations. For a Hoylid Ben, and they have birth to a child, Shatur Shorla Kanoisa B'Evid. You're allowed to keep him alive and use him for an Evid. Shanem and Apostle says, Gam Mibnei Atoishovim Agerim Imochim, that Mehem Tiknu, that sometimes even from the children that are living in the seven nations, you're allowed to buy them. How was the case? Because you go after the father. If the father was from a different nation, even though the mother is a Kananis, still, the lacher is the ben is mutter, we're allowed to keep him alive. Yochel, I would think, afilu echad min akananim, if the father was a kanani, shabu alachas min umais, if he lived with a lady from a different nation, for her lived ben and gave birth to a son, shatir shor lekanoisai b'yevet, maybe also you go boss the mother here, and the mother's from a different nation, that the child you're allowed to keep alive, and you can use them for an evid. Tamalem, the apostle says, asher holidu b'yartachem, men hanalodim b'yartachem, v'loy min agerim b'yartachem. That no, again, you don't go boss of the mother, you go boss of the father. Men hanalodim b'yartachem, if they're born only, v'loy min agerim b'yartachem, not the living. And here, since the father, Lamai says, somebody lives in your city, so he's from the seven nations, you have to kill out the son also. So that's the first part of the lacha, that by the umais, if the kid is from the seven nations or not, a verity so that you have to kill out, you go after the father. If the father is from the seven nations, the kid also has to be killed out. If the father is from a different nation, we're allowed to keep him alive. Vaitan, the second lacha was Nizgairu Holachacha Pekam Shebishneim. Against where the parents were Mizgair, and they have kids now, the kids now have a Pekam, goes after the Chumra of both parents. What does that mean, B'mai? What are we talking about? Ilayma B'mitzri Shenosa Amoinis, Mai Pekam Shebishneim Mispul, there's no Pekam, it's Mutta. Amoini v'loy amoinis. There's no issur in amoinis. So what's wrong if a mitzri marries an amoinis? Elo, you're telling me now, the amoini shenosa mitzris, where an amoini married a mitzris. This is the nafkamina. So what izocher hevi, if they have a son, shadya bosser amoini, we say as a locha, like an amoini that is also li'elim, he goes after his father. In a keva avoy, if they have now a daughter, that an amoinis is mutter, shad yabos a mitzvah, let her go boss of the mother, she is a mitzvah, and the daughter of a mitzvah is also bossa. Ador shlishi. So if we go the chumra both ways, that whatever is more the chumra, the mother or the father, that's what the child of a ger goes after. Your Mishnah says, mamzerin unesinin is asurin v'isurin Israelim. The locher is a mamzer or a nesinin. Nesinim Rashi says that's the givoinim. That's one of the seven nations, the givoinim. She nizgairu b'orma, that they became gerim with trickery. He said, didn't tell Klai, so b'mei Yeshua. That they came to Yeshua, they told them they're from a foreign nation, and Yeshua's mekabel them, but there is gerim. And then they found out, really, they were from the seven nations, that they weren't supposed to be mekabel them. So what did Yeshua do? V'nosnam avodim, Yeshua made them to be our avodim, l'choit v'eitzim v'shoy v'mayim. Yeshua was gazed upon them, that should have a din evit, they should be like a slave, and they should work by cutting down the wood and schlepping the water. Poshut for the Beis HaMikdash that it is for the Eitzim that needed for the Mizbeach, and the water, they schlep the water. So the halacha is that they're also for Yisrael to marry them. So Machlokes, Rashi, Tosfos, and Suvis, it was an Issa the Rais, Issa the Rabbonin, Vakol Poron Al Mishnah says, Yisur and Issa Olam. It's also Olam. You can never marry them, no matter how many generations after they're Mizgayer, still they're also. Echot, Chorim, V'echon, Nekevis. Whether it's a Zohar or a Nekeva, a man or lady, from a Nesinin or from a Mamzerian, the halacha is they're also Olam. That's what our Mishnah holds. Omer Shlokesh. Shlokesh says that the Mamzeres, Li'achar Asara Doris Mutaris. Yishnoa Mamzeres, after 10 generations, then she becomes Mutar. The Me'atak remains also Li'elam, but the lady becomes Mutar after 10 generations. How come? So it says, Yalef Asiri Asiri Me'amoni. We learn out the Taich of Asiri that it says by Mamzer. From the word Asiri, it says by Amoni. Omoavi. That ma lahal nekevus mutaris, just like we had before by an amoini or ma'avi, the locher is that the nekevus are mutter right away. If a ma'avis is mezgayer, she's mutter right away. Is afkan here also by mamzeros is nekevus mutaris? So the nekevus of the 10th generation. That means if the mother was a mamzer, whatever, the father, and they have kids and the sons, kids, the grandsons down to 10th generation, the ladies then become mutter. He learns it out what? From an Amoini and Moavi. For the Gemara, Ima Lahalon, Miyad, Afkan, Miyad, Lechur, if he learns it out from an Amoavi and Amoini, them, the ladies are Mutter right away. So the Lechur, Mamzeres, should be Mutter right away. Tomorrow says no. Kiyahani Gzeres Shova, Miyasiri Vielich. That when we make this Gzeres Shova, they will learn out Mamzeres from Amoini after the 10th generation. In other words, Zagrashi says, Gomer Asiri Asiri Me'amoni, V'Sifri, Ma Asiri Hi'oma Ba'amoni, Ad Olam, even though it says the 10th generation by Amoni, it doesn't mean only 10 generations and not more, but it means an Amoni is also Le'olam. Is Af Asiri Hi'oma Ba'amzer Ad Olam. The same thing the Torah says, Le'yovei Mamzer Ad Dor Asiri, means Widarsha doesn't mean the 10th generation they become Mutar, but they remain also Le'olam. So we learn it out from an Amoni. Hilkach, ma lahalin sechorm v'lo nekevus afkan, just like by an amoini, only the men are osir, and not the ladies, who are then a mamzeres after the 10th generation, she is mutter. So the question is though, say she's mutter right away, the Teretz says that a mamzer is also the first 10 generations, that we don't have to learn out from amoini. That the parsha of mamzer itself says for sure the first 10 generations they're osir. So we had before, mamzer means pshita, either a zachar or a nekeva. So for sure, the first 10 generations of nekevas have to be yosa. The question is, after the 10th generation, how do we know b'chal the rosa? We're learning it out from a Moavi and Amoini. So we say, just like over there, it's only the zachorim that are rosa, and not the nekevas, who are then a mamzeris. After the 10th generation, only the zachorim are rosa, and not the nekevas. For the Gemara Ivan, Nan Tanan, we learned, our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says, Mamzerim unesinin, asurin v'yisurin israelim, echos chorim v'yechon nekevis. That our Mishnah says not like this. Our Mishnah says clearly, a mamzeris is also loelam. Even a lady, no matter how many generations down, the 10th to 20th generation, the mice of the children of mamzerim remain mamzerim and they're also loelam. The rest of Lakasha. But it depends, whenever you make a limud, you learn out one from another. It says what? Asiri by Amoini, and it says Asiri by Mamzer. So just like the Rosh Lakish holds, just like by an Amoini, after the ladies are Mutter, who are then the Mamzeris, after 10th generation is Mutter. But our mission holds, Hokamandiyama doin mino vuki basro. You learn out one from the other. True, you learn out the word Asiri by a mamzer means, just like it says by an Amoini, that it's also Le'olam. But Vuki Basru means now put the Chiddush back in its own place, in the place of a mamzer. Now by mamzer, Pshita in the cave is also, like we had before in the Gemara, a mamzer means a mumzar, there's something wrong with them. So therefore even the ladies are also. See, if you learn out from Amoini that the word Asiri means Le'olam, But you don't learn out the same way it's by an Amoni. Uki Ba'asra means you put it back in its place where it is now. So put back this Chiddush that a Mamzer is also Yerlam in the place of a Mamzer. What's the locha by a Mamzer? That even the Isha is also. So Adin Awatana holds that a Mamzeris is also Loilam. More says, Shu'alu es Reb Elezer. They answer the question to Reb Elezer. Mamzeres liyachar asara dori maho. What's the locha talk? What do you hold? A mamzeres an isha, it's a mamzer after the 10th generation. What's the locha? Omalahem miyiten li dor shlishi v'yatarenu. He said back, we worry about the 10th generation. Whoever said there'll be a 3rd generation? Let me see a 10th generation, he said. That was his lashon. Let me see a 3rd generation. Rashi says, "Mi'itin li dor shlishi klayma." Dover sheyevshu. It's a dover sheyevsha to have more than 3 generations of mamzerim. What does that mean? So Mara says, "Alma, what do we seek? Sava mamzera lechaya." You know, less old that a mamzer is not going to live too long. I mean, a shaman they're not going to let them live. So Rashi shlo yitamuk sherim b'dayroisav. And Lord Hashem won't make such a michshol that the people should not marry into the mamzerim. Hashem won't make it that a mamzer won't live that long. He won't have 3 generations. That a mamzer doesn't live too long. He won't have children. His children won't have children. And the generation won't, they won't live too long. For the Gemara Iva, Anan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, not like that. The Mishnah says, mamzerin asurin v'yisurin israelim. Mashma, that the generations go on, they'll have children after children after children, and there would be Doris later. And the Mishnah says the Chiddush that all the future generations of this first Mamzer, all these kids are Mamzerim. Rab Zeru, Zeru said like this, Ladima Farshali Mined Rab Yehuda. I was explained the Pshat here by Rab Yehuda. The Pshat was like this. The Yad Yichai. If everybody knows the person is a Mamzer, this Mishpacha is a Mamzer, then they'll live. Mashenkin, the lo yad, when people do not know that they're mamzerim, then lechai, then they won't live. And the svari is like Rashi says, that Hashem doesn't want them to be mixed up with the Klai Yisroel. So if we don't know the mamzerim and they'll live for a long time, they'll mix into Klai Yisroel. So when they're Shemayim, they die early. Now, the yadi, the lo yadi, let's say some people do know, some people don't know about them, then the klal is at losa dorichai. For 3 generations they'll live. More than that, they won't live. Such a blessing meant. We have a mishpacha that some people do know about him, some people don't know about him. Up to 3 generations they'll be, but more than that, not. Marahu dehevei b'shavis said Rabami. There was a mamzer in the neighborhood of Rabami. So achra zolei de mamzer hevei. So what did Rabami do? He went and proclaimed, told everybody, no, this person is a mamzer. So bochi, the person started to cry. V'yozel. Oh, my lady, so Rabami said to him, Chayim nasati l'cho, don't cry, I'm giving you life. Like we just learned, if everybody knows you're a mamzer, then Hashem won't kill you, he'll let you live, because everybody knows to stay away from you. But if I'm not going to tell people that you're a mamzer, then you'll have a chash, you'll die early. So be happy that I'm telling everybody that you're a mamzer. Omer Rav Chonin bar Ada, Nesinim David gozer aleim. Nesinim David made exer upon them to have a din avdus. They're called an Evet. Toisa sheet there is that Nesinim are only Yosim with the Rabbonin, and it's because David made Exer upon them. And, we'll soon see. Forget me. Tell you again. Toisa sheet was that Nesinim were not allowed to marry Midiraisa. They're also Midiraisa. Like the Schatnim bomb goes upon the Zayin Amamim even after them is Gair. There's a lot of like Schatnim bomb, you can't marry them. So what does Al-Gumar mean that David made Exer? David made Exer give them a Din Avdus. They have a loch like an effort now with Rabbonin. Shenema, what's the right? The Pesuk says, Vayikra ha-melech le-gevoinim. That David called to the gevoinim. Vayomer aleim, v'ha-gevoinim leib mevnei Yisrael heima. See, they're not from Bnei Yisrael. The Pesukim there said that David made them into an effort. Now, my time of gozer alayu, how come David was gozer upon them? Why did David make the gevoinim avodim? In other words, one of the reasons they made them avodim is that we should realize that there are different people and we should not mix into them. Everybody should know who they are to stay away from them. So why did David have to make such a gzera upon them? What was so bad about the gvoinim? So we're going to have a ganza maisa. At the end of the Gemara, we'll see that they had very bad midas. They were very bad people. And because they were so bad people, David wanted to make them to make sure no Jew intermarries with them, has to do with them. So David made them into avodim. We should know to stay away from them. So we'll get to it eventually. But so far now, we're going to start off the story is like this. The pasuk says, "Vayhi Rabbi May David Shalashonim." There was a famine for 3 years. Shana achas shana, year after year. Shana rishon amalehem shem oevdi avoides kachavim yesh bechem. The first year, David thought maybe Klai Yisrael was doing an avera. They'd be oevd avoides zara. Maybe that's why Hashem is bringing a rov, a fair famine. The pasuk says, if Klai Yisrael is oevd avoides zara, Hashem holds back the rain, and there'll be a famine. You won't have food. So bod kov lo imotzu. The first year they checked out and they did not find, they found out Klai Yisrael was not being oivir avodah zarah. Shaniya, the second year, omer lahem, shema oivrei aver yesh bechem. Maybe stam they have averus. Not oivir avodah zarah. Chavais, maybe znus. Maybe stam they're doing oivrei averus. So Gemara says, Tichsev, the Pasuk says, Vayimna revivim omalkish, loihoyo metzach isha zoyn hoylecho. Also, Masha, we do averus of znus, Hashem holds back the rain, so maybe that's the reason why there was no rain, there was no tfuah, nothing growing. Maybe because Klai Yisrael was doing the aveir of znus. Bodku, so David checked out Klai Yisrael v'loi motzu. He did not find them doing the aveir of znus either. Shlishis, it came the third year, and again there was a famine, again there was no rain. Omolehem, now David said, Shema poiskech tokev arabim yeshmechem v'einan unoisnim. Maybe people do this terrible avera that they make an appeal in shul and people pledge, yeah, I'll give $10,000. They pledge a lot of money, barabim, and at the end they don't give a penny. So it's a terrible avera. So maybe because of that, there's a famine. The pasuk says, Nesiyim v'ruach v'geshim ein ish mishalol v'mata sheker. That the masa sheker means people give false. There are times they say they'll give and they don't give because of that also Hashem holds back the rain. So maybe that's what Klai Yisrael was doing. So David checked it out to see if that was the case. For Bodku v'loi motzu, he didn't find that either. So after 3 years, Omar, David HaMelech said, "Ein adavat tlui elabi." It has to be that something's wrong with me. I didn't do something, and that's why there's a famine here. It's not because of the avarice of Klai Yisrael, it's because of me. Is miyad vayivakesh David es pnei Hashem. David went to ask Hashem. Mahi, what did David HaMelech do? Omar HaShlokish sheshoal v'yorim v'tumim. David went to ask a question, asked le'um v'tumim, what's going on, what did I do wrong? My mashma, how do we know that he asked the Urim v'tumim? Omer Reb Loza, Asya p'nei p'nei. Learn now from Zereshova. K'siv hocho v'yivakesh David es p'nei Hashem, it says p'nei. Or k'siv hosem v'sholo b'mishpat Urim l'fnei Hashem. It says the word l'fnei by Hashem, by Urim v'tumim. Here also David asked by the Kayin, by the Urim v'tumim. V'yemru Hashem el shto, Hashem answered back, v'yemru Hashem el sho'u v'yel beis ha'domin, al asher heimis ha'givoynim. Now that's the two things that David HaMelech, that there's a chet, because of these two reasons Hashem is bringing the famine. What are these two things? Al Shol, what about Shol? Shol nispe kalocha. That when Shol HaMelech was killed in the Mechama, they did not give him a good enough hesped. It was a tain upon David HaMelech. Even though Shol the whole time was trying to kill David, this and that, but I called upon him when he was mace, David HaMelech should have given him a better hesped. He didn't give him a nice hesped the way he deserved. That was one thing wrong. Vaita v'al beis ha'domim. What does that mean? The house of blood. Al asher heimis ha'gevoinim. That Shol did a chet. The fact that Shol killed out the gevoinim, for that Hashem is angry about. For the Gemara v'chehechim mitzinim b'shol shemis ha'gevoinim. Where do we find anywhere in the psukim that Shol HaMelech killed out the gevoinim? We don't find anywhere like that. Elo, the pshat is like this. Mitoich shahorak noiv ir hakahanim. Since Shol HaMelech had this city, the city noiv ir hakahanim killed out, Shol yemaspikim lehem ma'ino mazon, that the gevoinim we had before were avodim. They used to work for the kahanim to schlep the water and to schlep the wood. So the kahanim used to feed them. So now when Shol killed out Noiv, the Ir HaKahanim, and the Kahanim were the ones that used to feed the Gevoinim, so now nobody was feeding them. So Ma'alol HaBakosot Kilo Horgon, the post accounts it as if Shol killed them out also. So that's the two chatoyim that happened here. First of all, there wasn't a nice hesped for Shol HaMelech, and secondly, Shol HaMelech himself did something wrong, the fact like he killed out the Noiv Ir HaKahanim, and therefore the Gevoinim didn't have food to eat. So first of all, the Gemara is the Kasha. For the Gemara, El Shol, he's saying one time, the word, Shlo Nispe Kalocha. That that Samash Mashal was a tzaddik, and it wasn't nice the way Chayisul did not give him a nice hesped. And then the Kotov al Asherhei Mesagavainim. But the second thing, Hashem is angry. How come they didn't, how come he killed out the Gevainim? It's a modern Maisa. Is Hashem like Shaul, like that Shaul was a tzaddik, he didn't get enough hesped? So how come Hashem now is angry upon what Shaul did? Like, it doesn't make sense to see here. In one way, we should give Shaul bigger covet. And the other way, you see Shaul himself that did something wrong here. So we're saying that's not a kash. In, it's not a true. It's both ways. Tiyomer Reshlokas says like this. My disciple, what does the pasuk say? Diksu es Hashem kol aniyoretz. Hashem checks out all the aniyah that put the humble people of the earth. Hashem mishpotoi poloi. That means his mishpat does things. So ba Hashem mishpotoi shom poloi. When I go to Lesh Rashi, b'mokim shedonim odom, at the time, at the place where Hashem gives a person judgment, shom askirin poil tzikosov. That's also the time after Chasdei Hashem, he also remembers all the toiv that he did. So here, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Shaul. How come he had the Gevonim killed out? Like by killing out the ear, knife of the Kanim, so the Gevonim didn't have food to eat. So Hashem was like giving Mishpat to Shaul. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Mishpat to a Tzaddik, he remembers his good things also that he did. So mainly remembers about the tzidkos of Shaul HaMelech, and Mel was a tain upon Christ. Well, how come they didn't give him enough of a cover? They didn't give him enough of a hesped. So now, Omar David said to himself like this, what can I do now? Shaul